Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. Today we're going to be looking at the Cuban pianist Peruchin. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside. And this is 251. The pianist known as Peruchin or Peruchin, or you say potato, I say potato, was actually not called that, and I'm sure Nick will fill you in on that in a moment. But he was born in Havana in 1913, and he died in Cuba, in Havana, in 1977, age 64. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the kind of leaders of the style of what you might call mambo or montuno playing. Mm-hmm. So, Nick, you're the man who brought this subject to us, so over to you.
Okay, well, he was taught piano by his mother, apparently, and he joined the family band. I mean, presumably he came from a sort of family of musicians, so they had a family band called La Rechiva del Son. In 1928, he moved to Antilla to study saxophone with his grandfather, Emilio Rodriguez, but had to switch back to piano because apparently he suffered from asthma quite badly, so piano was obviously easier for him. And then he joined the band Los Trovadores del Tono, apologies to all Spanish speakers from my pronunciations, and in the 1940s moved back to Havana with other members of the band. And then basically, you know, he lived the life of a professional musician, played with various different bands, ensembles in Havana, in Panama, travelled around South America, and also became involved in the descarga scene, which is something, I mean, I'm really just at the moment kind of studying a bit of Cuban piano. And as far as I understand, the descarga is kind of like the Cuban jam session. So it was basically, Simon, you might know more about this, but it's basically kind of, it's a more improvised, the musicians would kind of improvise over a vamp, or, and it would be more based on the improvisation rather than the song, I think, as far as I understand it.
Well, yeah, because he became known for being a Cuban jazz player, didn't he, as opposed to a traditional Cuban player.
Yeah, I mean, he very much fused jazz with Cuban music, and to the extent that he even played sometimes American standards, you know, the sort of great American songbook tunes, but in a kind of Cuban way. So in that way, I suppose he was almost a precursor of the kind of Afro-Cuban sort of jazz style, really.
I mean, I think I was just going to say a bit about mambo, because I was going to do that in the previous episode and I didn't. Oh, by the way, his actual name was Pedro Nolasco Justiz Rodriguez.
Oh, yes, I should have said that.
Which, you know, again, I'm giving it a go, but apologies to all Spanish speakers. The mambo came out of the danzón, the normal songs, if you want, folk music of Cuba. And at the end, they would go into a kind of rhythmic section where people would sort of have a bit of a blow, like a jam session. And they would actually often say in translation, "Let's mambo," and it will go into the montuno section. In fact, one of our episodes coming up will be about montuno. And that sort of jam session thing that you're talking about was definitely a feature of the 40s particularly, I think. And mambo, really, what in the end, the actual style of mambo was they just dropped the song and played the rest of it.
And, I mean, he really kind of defined, I guess, the modern Cuban piano style that became used in salsa and these other Cuban forms. So if you listen to his playing, it's a lot of kind of very percussive montunos. Also played a lot of block chords. I mean, very, very rarely does he play kind of melodic improvised lines. It's nearly always block chords, octaves, or these montunas.
In his trio setting, he would sometimes play things that were in octaves, wouldn't he? Yeah. Single lines in octaves.
Yes, in octaves, but it was always octaves. And so people who came later, people like Charlie Palmieri, Eddie Palmieri, Chucho Valdés, and Bebo Valdés, who was kind of his, who he sort of mentored, really, they then took this style and developed it into the sort of modern, I guess, Cuban jazz piano style.
Which is a bit more like American jazz, a bit of chords in the left hand,
Right hand. Yeah, they mixed it with elements of jazz. So, yeah, but he's definitely somebody worth checking out. So my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.
And my name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.